All right. Welcome, everyone, to our meeting today. I'd like to call this meeting to order and let the record reflect that we do have a quorum and that we're ready to move forward. Is there someone who would come and do an opening invocation for us? We do this by volunteers or somebody who'd be willing to do that for us. And then we'll do our pledges. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. We'll all stand together. And then, Bob, would you lead us in the pledges? Lead us in the pledges then?
Sure. Yeah. Father, we thank you for the freedom that we have to gather and to do business within our community. We ask that you'll overwatch this meeting, that things will be done that bring honor and glory to you. We ask it in Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
The pledges. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may all be seated. Do we have any public comments today? There being none, then let's go ahead and move forward to item number six. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from September 11th?
So moved.
Have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Brett Allen, item number seven. If you'd come forward and let's talk finances.
Yes, sir. So you have the financial dashboard before you. Just hit a couple of high points. Cash investments at the end of the fiscal year 2025, $2,338,000, compared to the year before, $2,766,000, so down $429,000, attributed to just the absence of the county funding that we've discussed. And then in terms of the income statement, story is much the same in terms of the results. You see negative grant revenue, which is dependent upon spending on the grants. So we had grant expenditures, which were less than expected, and we had some open positions, which drove those expenses down. Other revenue is where the county funding would appear, and so that's why you see that negative there, 597. Overall, expenses did exceed revenue by $533,000 less than what we had expected. If we were to normalize that, for the county funding would have actually been positive $47,000.
All right. Thank you. All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. Any discussion? There being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move on to item number eight. Payment of invoices.
Invoices. Sorry. I jumped ahead on you.
Okay, so, all right.
You're good. So invoices were $23,532.81. That represents the time before last meeting and the end of September.
Right. All right, we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number nine.
All right. And so as we end the public health district, the Montgomery County Public Health District, it's time to close that bank account. And so we're just asking your blessing to do that. Montgomery County Hospital District has opened up a bank account specific to the public health district, and so those funds will be moved there, and business will be done out of that account.
Okay, so what we're going to do is a motion to approve closing of the Wood Forest Bank account, and then we'll go into an update on item number 10, then item number 11 here in just a second. So
yes,
we
sir.
Have a motion to approve closing the account.
So moved.
Second, I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Randy? Item number 10, update on the merging of MCPHD and MCHD.
Yes, I have a very brief meeting. as you recall,
We were going to close the public health district, September 30th. That was the end of the fiscal year. We decided to hold the public health district open because we were concerned that we wouldn't have all the grants transition from the public health district to the hospital district by September 30th. We do have all the grants. They actually were taken care of before the end of the year. So everything is working extremely well there. Also, we have a contract with the county, and the county is paying well. So I think that we're going to be able to do our mission as the department of the hospital district.
Excellent.
So that's my report. So my recommendation is now is an appropriate time for us to close the hospital district. I do want to make one side note, just a reminder. In our contract with the county, we have a mutual agreement. The hospital district or the county can at any time at will trigger a 120-day notice that we want to close the public health services in the hospital district, or the county wants to take the public health district services over or transfer them to someone else. And so because of that, Brett is going to be very careful with our funding. He's going to, even though we're going to have an account that's going to be in the hospital district, it's going to be a separate account, so that accounting will be held separately in the event that for whatever reason somebody might want to ever trigger that 120-day notice. Does that make sense?
Sure. That's good to know. Thank you.
All right. So that's my report. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thoughts? All right. Thank you. Let's move forward to item number 11. Consider act on the September 30th, 25 dissolution of the Montgomery County Public Health District. As per the amended and restated Montgomery County Public Health District Cooperative Agreement, anything else we need to talk about that, Randy, or can we just make a motion and a second?
I think we just make a motion.
All right. Do we have a motion to move forward on this dissolution?
So moved.
So moved?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any final discussion?
Nope.
It's been a pleasure doing this with you all.
Well, I sincerely want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys long-suffering both through the process and through the duration of time, because this has lasted longer than you had expected. I appreciate your patience through this process and your leadership. Thank you so much.
And vice versa. So, do we have...
Wait.
We have a motion. We have a second. Pardon me?
You had a motion. So a second.
Oh, that's right. Whoa.
I will not have... There won't be a motion. I can print them up really quickly for you guys to look at. I've been keeping the minutes of this meeting, but y'all do need to approve them before we close it.
Okay. So, but before we do that, we need to consider an act on the dissolution. So we have a motion and a second on that right now. And there is no more discussion. I should have just done it rather than waxing eloquent, but I went ahead and did it anyway. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now the approval of the minutes from January 29th. What is your suggestion that we do on that?
I can don't print them and bring them up to you, and y'all can review them really quickly. And I need for y'all to approve them. Officially, there needs to be a motion.
Okay.
Give me just one moment.
Thank you. We'll just take a moment and pause here for a second.
Want to have a song?
Swan song.
Man, this has been a labor of love, man. Let me tell you. Mercy.
Well, I'm going to regret not to get coming. These meetings and meeting you and all the other members.
Well, you know, watch how easy this is. Just come out and see me at my office, man.
Yeah, I might. Who knows?
You have a standing invitation. I tell this to people. It's too easy to do not to do. Just sit and chat and find out what we do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on, but it's easy.
There you go. Good.
Doctor?
Thank you.
And if you do call, tell them, great gatekeepers, he gave me his card. That's how they know.
So I need to treasure this.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
you.
That was very good.
That's fast.
There is one, if I may, modification on item number four, the Pledge of Allegiance led by Bob Bagley.
Okay. Got it.
Just a minor item.
I got it.
All right. Does everybody have a chance to read it? We have a motion to approve the minutes from today.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you did it.